This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment's The Mix.
We're going to chat and share about our experience. It was our first time at the Comic-Con. And I'm going to let Lil C start this off because this is like one of the things she really wanted to do. So she's going to start us off. So what did you think about the Comic-Con?
It was pretty cool. I dressed up as one of my favorite anime characters. And this was my first Comic-Con, so I didn't know how it was going to be like. And I was excited and super happy I went to my first Comic-Con.
That's cool. So, like, I'll just share some of my highlights that I enjoyed. Because I didn't really know what to expect when we walked in the door. I was like, what are they going to have in here? And it was at the Kobo Convention Center in downtown Detroit. And we walked in, and it was like tons of booths. And, of course, it was probably thousands of comic books. And what else did you see, Little C?
I saw lots of merchandise made by fans. And guest artists were there, too. I don't think some of them were able to make it, but we did see some of the guest artists there.
Yeah, because, guys, you know, we weren't stacked. We didn't have, like, the extra cash. But now we know that we're going to have extra cash when you go to a Comic-Con because there's lots of stuff you can buy. And the autographs, of course, were for purchase. They weren't free. There's a ticket price that you pay to get in, a flat price, and then once you get there, it's lots of merchandise and stuff to buy. And also, you know, what they call merch nowadays. But we had a great time. Like, one of my favorite parts was the costumes, just seeing everybody dressed as some of their favorite characters, rocking my natural hair to the side, and I had on pink gloss, a pink top, and like a little pink cape, and I called myself Pink Bubble Magic. And Lil C, tell us about your costume.
I was a character from K-On. I'm not sure if you guys heard of that anime or not. One of the characters I was Azusa Nanako. She's one of the characters from the end of the series to the beginning of the second season of the series.
Well, tell us about the character. Tell us what you had on.
I had a black wig on that we fixed up, and cat ears, and the school uniform costume that I made. And we bought the cattail from the comic convention.
Yeah, she had on a long black wig, and she made, like, two ponytails. She kind of looks like a schoolgirl with cat ears and a cattail. Is there anything else more you want to share about this character, what she does on the anime?
Yeah, she owns a red and white guitar, and she's one of the guitarists for the Light Music Club. There's five girls in the group, and the fifth one, Azusa, appeared from episode 8 all the way to the end of the second season, and from that on to the movie, because the movie's when they graduate.
Okay, that sounds cool. Maybe some people will look into it. Lil C's a pretty big anime fan, and I grew up looking at comics, and because of my little brother, I was exposed to comics a lot. Now, Sis, can you tell them what did you have on? Girl, you had on some bunny ears and a Betty Boop top. And you know Betty Boop is an old school comic book character. So, Sis, can you tell us, you know, what are some of your favorite comic book heroes?
Comic book heroes. Hulk is one. Spider-Man is one. I have some others.
Cool. That's too many to name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Speaking of Spider-Man, we took a picture with one of the people dressed as Spider-Man. A lot of people were just taking pictures with each other as we were roaming around, and it was kind of a good time. One young lady was dressed as a character from Naruto. I'm not sure what the name of that character is. Okay, tell us again.
Sakura. I'm not sure what her full name is, but I do remember that her first name is Sakura.
Okay, so yeah, my favorite part was just hanging with my girls and seeing the cool costumes, taking pictures,
and the merchandise.
The merch. And then, like, oh yeah, it was like this guy that made his own giant Transformers outfit. We took a picture with him too. But we're gonna put that on our Facebook page. You guys can look at some of the pictures and video. Actually, I'm gonna put together a YouTube video. And Little C is also gonna be working on a YouTube video. So we're gonna have our own versions of our Comic-Con experience up on our YouTube pages. So be cool if you guys check us out with that. And we'll leave some information below inside of our description so you can check us out on YouTube. Now, Little C, do you have a YouTube page? Like, do you have a name for it?
Or? Yes, Baron CJ DJ Jamal.
Okay, so what would they see if they go to the YouTube page?
They'll see stuff like Gotchaverse, Gotcha Studio. I might review some cartoons and movies and anime. And once in a while, I'll talk about certain events that might appear up, like the Miku Expo or Comic-Con. I haven't been to the Miku Expo yet, but there's a lot of videos about it, so I can review that. I'll review that once in a while.
Okay, I think it's a great place, the Comic-Con. Show your artwork and to just express yourself and show what you love. So for artists, I think it's a great place for artists to showcase themselves. And sometimes it's like, you know, maybe I would say the only time of the year, but for some people it's the one time of the year where they can really like have fun and dress up as their favorite characters. So I think it's a blast, it's a good time, and we're gonna check out some different Comic-Cons besides that Michigan Comic-Con. They have Comic-Cons all around Michigan at different times of the year. So we'll be back talking more about Comic-Cons, and Little C's going to talk about her projects coming up in our YouTube pages. My YouTube page has a little bit of everything on it. We tried tasting some different foods. We talk about CBiz Media. We have talk about different topics. We have me and my sister on there talking about different topics. It's a little bit of a mix of everything, just like our podcast. So you can check that out at youtube.com/CBIZTV. And we're going to end off, girls. Do you guys have anything else you want to add before we end off?
Well, I just want to say thanks for listening.
No, we're not done. Sylvia said what she liked for some of her favorite comics and animes. So it's not a Little C. You tell some of your favorites.
My favorite comic book heroes. I'll like to add a few favorites because I have a whole lot of favorites. My favorite is Hulk, and I like Spider-Man 2 and Superman. And I'm not sure how many of you out there have read mangas, but a few of my favorite characters from mangas is Motoko Kusanagi and Midoriya and Pikachu, even though Pokemon's originally supposed to be a video game.
Oh, okay, so for those people that don't know what mangas are, can you tell them what they are?
Yes, they're Japanese comic books. They're a lot similar to the Western comic books here in America, except they go backwards. They go from left to right.
Yeah, and I like one of them, Tokyo Ghoul. I don't know if you said that one, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tokyo Ghoul, that's one of them that I like.
Me too.
There's actually an anime called Parasite. It's kind of some crazy stuff on it, but
that's based off
they're kind of pretty good. I like some of the anime and mangas. Sometimes it's a little crazy stuff on there, but I stay away from that stuff. I just like some of the mangas because they have different content. It's just things that you're not used to. It's a little bit different than American comics and animation. Of course, Spider-Man. I also like Hulk, Batman. I like the X-Men. I like Wonder Woman. There's so many of them. Like, let's see. I like Black Panther, of course. Duh, how could I forget Black Panther?
Mm-hmm.
Superman, the DC comics. I know there's a DC and Marvel war for some people, but I like DC and Marvel. I like The Flash. I like the Justice League. And what's the one that Marvel has?
Which one?
It's like the Justice League, but it's
Avengers,
yeah. I forgot what they were. I like all the Avenger characters. I like Thor and Loki. I just recently saw Doctor Strange.
I try to name some other cosplayers I can think of.
We saw
Baymax and
Yeah, Baymax from
Big Hero 6 and one of the characters from Attack on Titan. I don't know. I just realized it was a character from there because they had that Federation logo on their cloak. Was it like, hey, that's Attack on Titan?
And then I think there's some hobbits from Lord of the Rings, and it's the another major character. I think she was dressed in white. I'm not a big Lord of the Rings person, so I don't know her name, but she was her. She had two hobbits with her. We saw, yeah, some Star Wars characters. London, shout out to her. She took some photos, and she also bought a samurai ninja sword. So we were kind of posing with the ninja sword. That was kind of fun. Yeah, go on our Facebook, guys, and you can see everything. All right, we're going to close out. We had fun just talking and chit-chatting about Comic-Con.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more with another episode of CBiz Media.
Life is good. Life is what you make it.
We want to thank you for joining us here on The Mix. This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment, and I'm Irene. We want to thank you for listening again. And if you'd like to send us any donations or correspondence, or you'd like to be on the show, you can go to our PayPal. You can send us donations via PayPal at commmbiz2004@yahoo.com. If you have any questions, comments, you need more information, give us a call or send us a text at 313-681-1521. That's 313-681-1521. Or you can check out some of what we do on cbiztvonline.com. Also join us on Facebook at cbiztv and media online.